Canada on this Wednesday. I'm so glad you're here, by the way. I appreciate you being here, and I want to make sure that you know that you have places that you can check. If for some reason you don't have us hooked up live, no problem. Go to stevegruber.com. Click on the Listen Live button, and away you go. No matter where you may travel, the Listen Live button's there for you. And you can go to America's Voice to watch it on television. You can do that on your computer. You can do that on Dish Network, Channel 218, Pluto, free app on your phone, Channel 240. So you can watch the television version of the program from 6 to 8 every morning. And from 1 to 3 in the afternoon, you can catch me with Tudor Dixon on America's Voice Live, also on America's Voice, Real America's Voice. So some options for you. So there you go. In March, the RNC set fundraising records in its drive to retake control of Congress. It's a all-time record for money coming in. And it is remarkable because it's an off year. And it gives you the idea that Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and those that are the far left leaders of the party are making some big mistakes. $18 million in fundraising in March. The best off cycle ever for Republicans. $44.4 million during the January to March first quarter. Also the best post-presidential election first quarter in the Republican Party history. $44.4 million in the first quarter of 2021. The money is flying in the door. I guess all of those texts and so forth that I get asking for money, somebody's responding to those, it seems. So for Ronna McDaniel, that's a big deal. She is the RNC chair, of course, and has been since before Donald Trump was elected. And speaking of being elected, the 2020 election is still in question for some, for many. For Patrick Byrne, the founder of Oversight.com, it's still in question. As we look to what's going on with the Georgia elections, people will tell you that there's no evidence. And so far, there's some truth to that, insofar as no court of law has allowed a case to proceed to the point where discovery can proceed, because discovery is the key to putting evidence on the table. Patrick Byrne is joining me, founder and former CEO of Overstock.com, and a guy who's been pursuing the truth about the 2020 election. Patrick, thank you for being here.
Steve, what an honor to be on your show at last.
So tell me, you continue to dig. It's out of the headlines in large part. Most people have moved on from the 2020 election, but you and others like Mike Lindell, who's been banned in pretty much every social media platform for trying to have a conversation about this, you guys continue to dig. What is the latest? What can you tell me?
Well, first, anyone telling you there is no evidence is talking through their hat. There's a mountain of evidence. I wrote a book that called The Deep Rig that came out a month ago and immediately shot to number 17 on Amazon until they suppressed it. There's filled with evidence. There's a mountain of evidence at this point. It continues to develop. You know, it is probably the most complicated cybercrime in history. So I'm sorry we weren't able to get it completely unraveled in 15 days, but it is getting completely unraveled. There was a major case filed a couple of days ago by Mike Lindell that I think should be understood as the beginning of the counteroffensive. And it's an important First Amendment case it's a crucial First Amendment case, because what's going on is this is a government function. Elections are a government function, holding them, counting votes, et cetera. They have subcontracted some of that function to some private corporations. Those private corporations are saying, talk to the hand. They've been threatened. Dominion has sued Mike Lindell. So Mike Lindell has taken the position, and Alan Dershowitz correct to take the position. That's like the government is running an election, doing a bad job. They come under criticism, and the government says, shut up. You're not allowed to talk about it. well, this corporation is acting as a subcontractor of the government, and the highest First Amendment protection should apply. So that's just one case that's been filed. But believe me, there's a team of, in my book, I describe a team at the Deep Rig. I describe a team of dolphin speakers who are the cyber guys, cyber forensic guys, under the table who are researching and investigating. We have come up with everything. We've cracked the code. And Mike Lindell has come out publicly about a week ago and said this. I know what he's referring to because I'm involved with the computer guys underneath it all. And he's not bluffing. We have found it all. We have cracked the case. There's information coming out in the weeks ahead that will dramatically change the public's view on this and make people understand why we did this. This is not about Donald Trump. I may have made clear publicly I'm not even a Trump voter. I was not a never Trumper. I'm just small L libertarian, but. We have cracked the case, and there's a massive data that will be coming out in the weeks ahead that will, I think, change the entire public perception, and people will understand we need to fix the system.
Well, here's the problem with that, Patrick. A couple of things. Number one, a professor from the University of Michigan who had videos online showing how easy it was to manipulate electronic voting machines and turn them into to electronic games, right, and all sorts of other things, and show that in Ann Arbor that Ohio State will win an election. He came out and said what was shown in Antrim County was not fraud. The people that looked at the evidence there were wrong. He sided with Antrim County saying that there's no fraud here. What has been demonstrated is nothing. And he's a pretty good source. So I'm challenging you on this. The other problem is this.
Okay, no, I'm glad.
We've heard Sidney Powell and we've heard Lynn Wood and, oh, there's going to be this and there's going to be that. And why not today? Why not right here, right now? Why not say, here's the evidence, here's what we know, here's what we can prove beyond the shadow of a doubt?
Well, I can tell you we now can prove this election was rigged. Why not come out right now and say it? Because everything we do, they've got teams of lawyers to try to thwart. So the best way to say it is in a lawsuit that gets filed. That's the best way to say it. As far as the Antrim County case, that professor, while aware of, he has demonstrated an awareness of some ways that these systems can be hacked. He doesn't that these systems can be beat because the fault isn't all in the systems. He doesn't demonstrate an awareness of a sort of a higher level way of which things can be beat. And in any case, it would be wonderful to say, except on November 4th at 11:03 p.m., Antrim County erased their digital audit trail. Someone went into the machine and erased everything. They have it for 2018, 2016. How nice it would be if someone hadn't, So what that professor is saying, I could say one response would be, well, maybe yes, maybe no. Let's look at the audit trail. But, oh, we can't because someone went in and erased it. So these take much more serious audits than the kind of spot check that they did in Georgia or what they did in Antrim. And anyway, there's a lawsuit progressing through the court system in Michigan, and other people have come up with much different demonstrations and conclusions about what happened in Michigan, and not just Antrim, but Michigan in general.
Hold that thought Patrick.
A tiny county with
I understand that. Hold the thought. We want to hold you through the break. We got started a little bit late. If you could hold a couple more minutes. We'll be right back on the Steve Gerber Show. Don't go anywhere.
Whitener Bolt Lifts and Docks, manufacturer of the nation's finest lift and dock systems. From bolt lifts, dock sections, and accessories to complete custom dock systems. Visit Whitener Bolt Lifts and Docks in Charlotte, Perry, and now in Negaunee, Michigan. Get more at 1-800-BOATLIFT.com.
The Steve Gerber Show is the fastest-growing talk show in America, so thank you. Without you, none of this would be possible. The relentless pursuit of truth, common sense, and honest answers to the most important questions of the day isn't easy, but it's critical to our future. Find out more. SteveGerber.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Rich Studley with the Michigan Chamber. We represent about 5,000 employers who employ over a million Michigan residents. At times like this, employees and employers have questions. Your trusted source of information. Please visit the Michigan Chamber's website at michamber.com for the timely and accurate information you need to stay in business and to keep Michigan moving forward.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Click on the MHSAA website to find schedules, scores, and so much more. You can join through Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and by becoming a registered score reporter. Check out blogs, plus podcasts and video of full-length games from the MHSAA network. All this and much, much more at the site for high school sports in Michigan, MHSAA.com. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.